right at the point that I started trimming, I met a creature, a fellow that I think at the time I didn't know too much about him, but he had hooves instead of feet.
All right, tell me exactly how this happened.
I was I was in the house and I was about to go to bed. I was sitting on a bed meditating, and I have quite an ability to project out of the body. I was thinking about this vineyard process.
You can do this at will?
Yes, I can.
Wow, good for you. I envy you.
It's been a handy thing. I don't really talk about it with too many people except my students. And I'm a little shy even about saying anything to anybody except my students and people that I know have some understanding. But I projected out. I was out by the back vineyard, just kind of taking a last look at things because I was going to go out and trim the next morning. And there was this very tall man, I'd say probably well over 6 feet, maybe 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
Okay.
Leaning on one of the end posts in the vineyard, and had a hat on, had a flannel shirt on, had some jeans on, but he didn't have any boots on.
No boots.
And I could see his feet, and I was incredulous.
And he had hoofs?
He had hoofs instead of feet, and I swear that I could see little horns up underneath his hat.
He was the devil, Penny.
No, he wasn't. He said his name was Harvey, and that he was going to help me with my harvest.
Harvey is going to help you with the harvest. He's got little horns and hoofs, and you don't think he's the devil?
I didn't, because he looked like a farmer. I didn't notice the feet right at first.
But they have ways, you know that. Okay, go ahead.
So he said he would be out the next morning, and he would help me get started. And, in fact, he did. As I walked out to the vineyard the following morning, arguing with myself left and right that I was a college-educated woman and I should not be out here and I could be back in my nice warm bed and da-da-da-da-da, and it was frosty and cold, and, you know, you're loaded down with all this equipment from your belt, you know, it's all hanging on your belt and you can barely move. And there he was. And he started out, he was really my first trimming teacher.
And he's got hoofs.
He did. But I didn't pay attention to those once we got started.
Wait a minute now. He's got hooves and it didn't bother you?
Well, it did. It did. But I've seen so many odd-looking beings over the years, or had seen so many odd-looking beings, and I really didn't realize until about, sometime later that year, that I happened to get a hold, somebody said, I was telling somebody about the experiences I was having, and they said, it sounds like Findhorn. I ended up going to find a book on Findhorn so I could, you know, learn a little bit about what they experienced.
Sure.
And there, to my great amazement, was some conversation about this guy with hooves and that it was really Pan. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, I had heard of Pan and didn't really know anything about him.
Pan was probably out to seduce you if it was Pan. Did you tell your husband about that?
Actually, yes, I did. And Pan was really in and out very, very infrequently compared to the elves, who were almost a weekly thing.
So Pan's helping. What's Pan's tie-in with the elves?
I think, this is my understanding of it now, that Pan's tie-in with nature is that he's a major figure in the world of nature. I still don't know all the ramifications, or, you know, there might be some history out there, something that I don't know about. But he seems to be very interested in what's happening with Mother Nature.
Did he have a tail?
No, I never saw a tail.
All right. Mm-hmm. Was he kind?
Very, very. And his eyes were these deep, compassionate, beautiful things. He had big eyes. And, just a very gentle soul. Good sense of humor, very much a healer. That was the sense that I had.
Good worker?
Yes, excellent worker. He stuck right with me for the first half day until I had a good sense of what I was doing and, you know, how to go about trimming. I really wasn't doing very well the first row.
Did any of the other workers see him?
No. And I can't say that no one has seen the elves, but my husband has never seen the elves. And I think part of that is due to the fact that I very easily shift my brainwave frequencies, do it naturally, do it automatically. Ever since I experienced this thing called Kundalini back in 1979,
right.
80 and 81, I've been able to shift my brainwave frequencies, and that's been a subject of great interest to a number of people. When you shift your frequency, of your basic brain frequency, you can see into other dimensions of existence. And that, I think, is what was happening here with the elves and with Pan.
Okay, so they're out there. You see them. No one else does.
Well, I used to say no one else did, but there have been several people that have been here to the farm that have seen the elves and have been quite shocked or scared to death as a result